Welcome and Sava blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are listening over other devices and later on recording, Sava blessing everyone on this Sabbath, November 22nd, 2025. This is our lesson 29. It's a new chapter entitled The Ascension in our storybook, The Story of Jesus. And we are going to ask our dear brother to be able to share with us the new tiny thought theme of the hymn, number 647, entitled To God Be the Glory. And dear brother, if it is that you're having a little bit of difficulty, we can also try to help as much as we can.
Okay, y'all sing harmony. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. If any one of the little ones, by the help of their parents or elder sibling, would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work, and the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect what we're going to be learning in the Sabbath and the new things that we can do. Please protect what new things we can learn in this review that we didn't know the other time we do Sabbath. Please protect everybody that's in the Sabbath. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear little one. It's story time for our precious Tanita. May you have a listening ear, dear ones, for we have a new chapter. The chapter is number 29, entitled The Ascension, in our storybook, The Story of Jesus. And I will pass it to our dear brother.
All right, the Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the following books, Matthew and Acts. Matthew 28:20 says, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." The last thing Jesus told his disciples. "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight." What a sight that must have been. "And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, 'Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.'" Next slide, please. Can't you imagine those angels wanted to be with him as Jesus went back to the city? Either they were told to stay behind and comfort the disciples, or they did it on their own. Wonderful. The Savior's work on earth was finished. The time had come, and now come, for him to return to his heavenly home. He had overcome and was again to take his place by the side of his Father upon his throne of light and glory. Jesus chose the Mount of Olives as the place of his ascension, accompanied by the 11. He made his way to the mountain. How come he had 11 and not 12? Well, Judas had committed suicide. And so that's one lacking. But the disciples did not know that this was to be their last interview with their master. As they walked, the Savior gave them his parting instructions. Just before leaving them, he made that precious promise, so dear to every one of his followers. "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28:20. They crossed the summit to the vicinity of Bethany. There they paused. The disciples gathered about their Lord. Beams of light seemed to radiate from his countenance as he looked with love upon them. Words of the deepest tenderness were the last which fell upon their ears from the lips of their Savior. With hands outstretched in blessing, he slowly ascended from among them. As he passed upward, the awe-stricken disciples looked with straining eyes to catch the last glimpse of their ascending Lord. A cloud of glory received him from their sight. At the same time, there floated down to them the sweetest and most joyous music from the angelic choir. You know, the angels are starting to sing. "Jesus is coming home." While the disciples are still gazing upward, voices address them, which sounded like richest music. Can you imagine a voice that sounds like music? They turned and saw two angels in the form of men who spoke to them, saying, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." He's coming back in a cloud, just like you saw him leave. Yeah. These angels belonged to the company that had come to escort the Savior to his heavenly home. In sympathy and love for those left below, they had stayed to assure them that this separation would not be forever. This story is taken from the story of Jesus. I think it was 166 or 7 through 9. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We will be reviewing the first part of our lesson entitled The Ascension in our Tiny Thought Lesson Book, The Story of Jesus, and that will take place November the 29th, 2025. And remember, little ones, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus, the Son, and give him the glory. Great things he has done. If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even one of our guests would like to open our nation section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning, and please protect us. Please protect the people who are here, people who are not here, and people who are listening to the recording, and people who are actually on the phone, or the laptop, or their iPad. Please protect everybody that they know, and the word that the word that we're going to be all learning. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. It is time for a tiny task, some parents to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. Our topic is still the mammals of the Bible, but we are going to learn a new segment in the elephant section entitled Kinds of Elephant. Let's have a listening ear for our dear brother will share.
God bless you, everyone. Here's today's topic concerning the mammals of the Bible. Our Bible verses for our lesson in our topic mammals of the Bible is taken from the Bible lesson in year 2, quarter 4, lesson 9, Jesus feeds the people. The Bible verses for our nature segment, lesson 9, entitled Jesus Feeds the People. Our opening scripture is taken from Mark 6:34. It reads, and Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were a sheep not having a shepherd. He began to teach them many things. Mark 6:37-38, it says, he answered and said to them, give me them to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? He said unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. When they knew, they saw 5 and 2 fishes. And today's topic will be learning about lesson 2 in all manner of mammals, elephants. 2 is the kinds of elephants. And then our picture on the left, you see all the different kinds. There are 2 subspecies of the African elephant, the African bush elephant, and the African forest elephant. And for the Asian elephants, we see 4 subspecies, the Indian elephant, the Sri Lankan elephant, the Sumatran elephant, and the Borneo elephant. And the memory verse for today is Psalm 78:19. It says, yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? And the character quality of the story is, giving versus sending it. Giving means to convey something and make it available to another person to bless their life and glorify God's name. Below the pictures, we see Eve that agreed. The lad with the humble fare had no idea of the great possibilities of small opportunities, of how little is much if only God is in. Nature, kind of elephants. All elephants are not the same. There are the African elephants, which are larger than the Indian or Asian elephants. Indian elephants have smaller ears than the African elephant. They have a high forehead with two large bumps on it. The back of an Asiatic elephant bends up in the middle. The males are usually the only ones up. And the remarkable facts, which are mentioned on the right, says, the word elephant means leader or chief. An elephant is the chief of land animals. Jesus is chief or leader of God's people. An elephant weighs more than 90 people. Or weights more than 90 people. An elephant's uproot in disgust plants they do not like the taste of, thus they weed their garden. African elephants have very large ears, which have about the same shape as the continent of Africa. Their foreheads do not have big bumps on them. Their backs bend down in the middle, and both male and female have tusks. An African elephant has two tips at the end of its trunk, while the Indian elephant has only one. Both male African elephants and male Asian elephants are larger than females. The Indian elephant is 9 feet tall, or 2.74 meters, and weighs about 10,000 pounds, or 4,535 kilograms. African males are about 10 feet tall, or 3 feet meters, and weigh about 12,000 pounds, or 5,443 kilograms. Some grow even larger than this. On our left, the question asks, which kind of elephants are these? We know the answer. It's the Asian elephant. An Asian elephant cow or calf. Continuing, male elephants are called bulls and the females are called cow. The young elephants are called calves. Asian elephants live as long as 80 years and African elephants may live 60 years. We see pictures of all three of them. It asks, well, how much do elephants eat and drink each day? Well, the rectangle on the right will explain that question and gives the answer. Both kinds of elephants require a lot of food each day. A wild elephant eats about 300 pounds or 140 kilograms of vegetation in one day. They also drink about 40 gallons or 150 liters of water in a day. This reminds us about how much food Jesus would need to feed the people. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Genesis 18:14. If God can daily feed herds of elephants, he can give food to a multitude and to you. Elephants could live almost anywhere if there is enough food and water. They have made their homes in forests or bush or plains, in valleys, or on the slopes of mountains. They can remind us of how adaptable the disciples were to different situations as long as they should be near the bread of life or water of life. And here in this diagram, we see the differences of between the African elephant and the Asian elephant. First, we see the shapes of both of their ears. And below that, we see the pictures of the tips of their trunks. And just like it's stated in the reading, the African elephant has two tips, while the Asian elephant has one. On the elephant's feet, we see how many nails they have. The African elephant has four nails, while the Asian elephant has five. And below that, we see Eve's pictures of the shape of their feet underneath. The African elephant's footprint is sort of shaped like a square in the center, while the Asian elephant's feet footprint has a misshapen square in the center. I've been reminded that that's the color of the elephant's skin. It that is not the shape of their feet underneath. I almost forgot. Yes, it is a pigmentation of their skin color. Yeah, the African elephant's skin color is gray, while the Asian elephant is a grayish brown. Forgive me for my small mistake here once. Anyway, we see the descriptions for both species. For the tusk, both male and female African elephants are capable of growing tusks. And for the Asian elephant, only male bull elephants are capable of growing tusks, while females sometimes grow little tushes or very small tusks. The African elephant's weight is between 4,000 kilograms to 7,000 kilograms. The Asian elephant's weight is between 3,000 kilograms to 6,000 kilograms. The African elephant's toenails. The African forest elephants have five in front and four in hind, while African bush elephants have four in front and three in hind. And as for the Asian elephants, their toenails are five in front and four in hind. The African elephant's ears, the large ears are shaped like the continent of Africa, but the Asian elephants have smaller, rounded. The African elephant's trunk, they have two fingers for grasping. And for the Asian elephant's trunk, they have just one finger for grasping. The African elephant's height is about 4 meters, tallest at the shoulder. And the Asian elephant's height is about 3.5 meters, and it's tallest at the arch of the back. The African elephant's pigmentation or skin color, it's consistent with dark coloration, and the pigmentation of that Asian elephant, its freckled appearance and pigmentation. From research from before, I've learned that the African elephant's skin color is mostly gray, but that the Asian elephant is a slight gray with slight brown. Here and remind we have things you can do while you remember today's lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores and money be lessened. Two, as you help fix dinner for the family, think how much more salad or bread the elephant or the multitude would need. If God cares for them by giving them food, do you think he will care for you? Indeed, he will. Next, is reinforce activities you can do to help you remember today's lesson. One, look for mammals, use our guidebooks to identify them. Two, find a stone that weighs about 100 pounds or 45 kilograms, and imagine three piles of food like that. That is what an elephant eats. Fill a gallon jar with water and place 39 beans or other objects by it, then think how many 40 gallons are. That would be a little science project. Three, choose something special you own to give away to someone. Four, arrange your pictures on the bulletin board under the African and Asian or Indian elephant. Five, for individual activities, stories and poems, use the book style, children's file activities, stories and poems for the quiz. Six, say your memory verse. And on our right, we read, at the zoo, you will find a variety of wild animals living there. However, they are kept separate, so they will not harm one another. In heaven, this will not be. And below, we see the picture of an elk and cow and our calf walking in one direction. Next, and far in the distance from them is an ostrich with three chicks in a different enclosure. And parent food. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Matthew 6:31-33. To give is not merely to transfer property without an equivalent from him who receives it. This may be done from a regard to public opinion, to quiet conscience, to purchase heaven, to get free from annoyance. Property is not affection. It is not self-sacrificing energy. It is not the heart or the life. No, to give is to impart the benefits freely out of goodwill. This Christ and his apostles did. Written by Mark Hopkins. Next week, we'll review our first part of our new chapter in the toddler study, the Ascension, in our study of the story of Jesus. And I'll return the mic back to Mom.
Have a blessing, everyone, for those that are coming in. We have just come to the end of our study. Who would like to have closing prayer, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
May you bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father who are in heaven, we thank you, Father Jesus, for this opportunity to come and worship, gathering us here today. We thank you, Lord, for all the little ones and all the stories that they have been given. May it plant a seed in their heart and let it grow into a strong tree, Father. Please be with them for the rest of the day. Please be with all of us, I pray. Please be with us now as we go into other sections of the studies and praising, singing in song, Father Jesus. Bless and keep us, I pray. Be with the speakers in the other sections and be with the lessons as well. Elevate us into a higher ground, I pray, and send your Holy Spirit to be with us. Be with anyone that is not feeling right or sick or in any form, Father, please put your healing hand upon them. Be with anyone that is suffering loss, and Father Jesus, comfort their hearts, I pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, once more for gathering us here today safely from the week in no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. Welcome to the dear family that are coming in. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be November 29, 2025. We will have a review of a new chapter 29 entitled The Ascension. In our lesson 29 in the story about Jesus. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.